This is sports stuff, betting stuff.
Ka-chow.
Yay.
Listen, I was the loser last week, so I'm going to need you to bring the energy.
Yeah, but I lost on a lot of levels last week, buddy.
What do you mean?
We know how to right. I already covered right. this. I'm not right. talking about it again.
I should have thought before.
Yeah, so let's move on.
Jim comes out on the other side, a Cincinnati fan. Welcome to the number one sports betting podcast and sports stuff with Jim and Muff Enterprise.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Muff, the original degenerate. I'm joined by, as always, your favorite medical degenerate, Alex.
That's me.
And the Ohio Homer.
Yep.
Who's still the Ohio Homer, just not as excited about being the Ohio Homer as he was last week.
Yeah, that's about right.
Rivalry week last week has come and gone, and the only rivals we had were actually with the sports books.
I'm kind of proud of you, though. You say rivalry week, like, really well.
I'm a good enunciator when I want to be.
Rivalry week.
Doing better than most.
As always, we use FanDuel exclusively. Shout out FanDuel, at FanDuel, hashtag FanDuel, everything we do. Maybe one day they'll reach out to us and be like, hey, those guys that sometimes win bets, maybe we want to talk to them.
Sometimes win bets.
Not so much this week, but other weeks we've had good weeks.
To be fair, aren't we the best option for FanDuel? If we're giving advice and people are listening and we're losing, then they win.
That's true. So we should get some kind of kickback.
I agree.
We started out strong. We just had a couple rough patches.
We have, but we're going to get back on. We're getting them back on track this week. I feel it.
Okay.
It's time.
And I mean, I think it's most appropriate right now. We're going to keep on going like a freight train, trying to slam on the brakes, everyone. Only disaster is ahead, and we have found disaster over the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So getting into last week's recap, none of us had winning records. None of us were even 500.
I wasn't alone. That's the only thing that made me feel better this week.
It was a bad week. I'll start. I went 3-5. I took Nebraska money line versus Iowa. Loss.
Scott Frost.
Somehow he's not number one on Jim's list, but you know.
No.
Florida State money line versus Florida. Loss.
That was another one. That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of it, and that may have been better for me. I don't know.
Oh, you would not have enjoyed that.
Okay. I took Virginia -7.5 versus Virginia Tech. Loss.
Also a rough one.
Did not start out the weekend well. Mm-hmm. Well, I did, but in the college, not. I took Kansas +15.5 versus WVU. That was a win. Kansas didn't win.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, that was actually what I said to you, is I don't think Kansas is going
to
win.
We're going to the bowl.
I took Bama -19.5 versus Auburn. We all know that didn't work out.
That game.
Killed lots of people.
Yeah, especially people in Alabama. Mm-hmm. Bills -6 versus Saints. That was an easy win on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. Mm-hmm. Eagles -3.5 versus Giants. That was the big old L. And I finished strong with Ravens -3.5 versus the Browns with a win. 3-5 this week. No bueno. Alex?
I got Oklahoma +4.5 at Oklahoma State. I got the Patriots -6.5 versus the Titans. And I lost the other three. Kansas State money line. I lost Eagles -3.5 at Giants like Muff did. And I lost Chargers -2.5 at Broncos.
I, too, lost the Alabama game. I hit the Maryland game, Maryland -2.5 to Rutgers. I, too, lost the Florida State money line. I too lost the Nebraska game. I hit the Wake Forest minus 4.5 game. I hit the Ole Miss game, which was the first game of the weekend, which I thought, oh, I'm riding good. Nope. Yeah. I lost the Eagles game. And Cam Newton, buddy, God bless him, I lost the Panthers game minus 2.5 or minus 2 to the Dolphins.
So, Christian McCaffrey's out again.
Yeah, I won't bet on the Panthers the rest of the year.
Yeah, no, I'm done on that.
That's not going to happen.
Your line is off. It's on my shit list.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there for a while.
Oh, I know. I'm joining you.
Yeah, we should have just stuck with Muff.
They have not been on my favorite team list for weeks now. Yeah. So Jim went 3-5. I went 3-5. Alex went 2-3.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
So a 40% win rate was the best of the week. Good job, Alex.
Thanks. I'm basically a genius.
So true. And the special picks this week suffered all the losses.
All the losses.
Mike Allstott hit stick pick of the week.
Pow, pow.
We took Eagles minus 3.5 versus Giants. That loss brings that pick to 5-5. We can no longer tout it as a winner. Yikes.
No.
Bad.
Not a loser either, though.
It's a money loser. 5-5 is loser. In the Urban Meyer risky pick of the week, we took Scott Frost in Nebraska, moneyline versus Iowa.
No one can get mad at us for that. No. You knew what you were getting into. It was truly, I believe, the risky pick that we've ever done. I'm okay with you. If you lost money, that's on you, just like it's on us. So it is what it is.
Yeah, we have had a lot of discussions about
Nebraska and Scott Frost.
Yeah.
We've educated you enough.
Apparently, we don't learn from our mistakes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing about this is a podcast. This is an ongoing thing. If you are a true blue listener, you have been educated. If you followed us, you did that on yourself.
The risk was well known coming into this, and that puts the risky pick at 1-8.
But there's a win. Let's not look at the positives because we need some positives.
Yeah.
The Muff Parlay of Death falls to 0-2, this time not even close to the win.
No.
The only win was Jim's contribution, which was Maryland minus 2.5 versus Rutgers.
Job, Jim.
Thank you.
But the hit stick pick of the week didn't work. Alex's Chargers minus 2.5 versus Broncos didn't work, nor did my Virginia minus 7.5 versus Virginia Tech. So,
yeah. The risky Rafiki Baboon, which will be retiring after this week.
What did we think? We must got into that pre-Thanksgiving liquor.
How pumped were you
when the Ole Miss line hit? I was like, oh, we got this.
Yeah. And look at that. Which one of those was a terrible loss?
The Kansas State game is the one that punched me in the face.
Yeah.
That's where I got angry. Because that game, Kansas State probably could have had it. Soon as we lost that, and I know once you lose the one, the parlay is over. But when we lost that game, I thought we ain't got our weekend's gonna suck. Like it's over. And if you look at the rest of those picks, we were doomed.
I know, and I just don't think that. But I don't think any of them were out of line. I think it was out of line to think all of them would hit.
I thought that'd be the only one we lost. I really had faith that Scott Frost, which is stupid, again, well cited on the show. I thought Scott Frost would pull it off. He was going to pull it off. Anyway, let's get through this because I don't want to talk about Scott Frost no more.
Super pumped about the Rafiki after Thursday, and it slowly died.
Yeah.
It did slowly die. It quickly died on Saturday.
Well, that is true, but like slowly continued to die.
We're not going to do it again, folks. We're not going to do it again.
What was it? We learned
we'll from see. This will happen again at some point.
We're going to come up with a better name and do basically the same thing at some point.
Yeah. For everybody that doesn't remember or didn't listen last week, the risky Rafiki whatever you two called it, was a five-leg parlay of entirely moneyline dogs.
It was the Risky Baboon, and then we named it Rafiki, and then we did Risky Rafiki because of the alliteration, because we're geniuses.
Yeah.
Speaking of geniuses, our overall total win-loss record for the year.
I don't know if that was really a segue at all, Bob. Go on.
I am now at 38-38 at 500, which is definitely minus money. Alex is at 29-34, five games under 500. And Jim is at 39-42, three games under 500. But the most wins, but Jim is also well documented as having the shotgun approach to gambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Which brings us to the
we're going to make this week.
The last week for a large number of college football games.
Well, before you
until bowl season.
And in bowl season, this is the show I wanted to announce this. This show will be doing Sports Stuff and Jim and Muff. We'll be doing a bowl pick'em. A free bowl pick'em with a prize. I'm going to work in conjunction with Harper and Company to do a prize.
Harper and Company.
Naturally, my body almost did it when you said that. Like, the Harper
and Company. We will be giving away a prize for the grand poobah of the Sports Stuff and Jim and Muff bowl pick'em. You'll be able to see the link on all of our social media once we have it set up. After this week, that's once we know who's in. And we want everybody to participate, so be on the lookout.
I'm just going to remind you that last time we did something like this, it was the NCAA basketball bracket challenge, and I won.
Well, get in on the pick 'em.
I just wanted to make everyone aware. I didn't know if the listeners of this show were different, so I wanted them to know that I do win occasionally in life.
You do.
What did you win?
I won sauces from Meister's.
That's what it was. I forgot what we gave out. We gave out prizes, people. That's
we do that.
They were yummy.
So get pumped. The bowl pick 'em. And it's going to be open for everybody. Tell your grandma. All
the people.
It's going to be online. It's going to be real easy to participate. Oh,
okay. When he said it was online, that really knocked. Could she write them down?
Not grandma.
Could she write it down in her pocketbook and just send it to you? Or?
Well, I mean, you can put it in for it.
See, it's good, that easy to get someone involved, even if they don't go online.
Yeah. We'll make it work. Let's get to the picks, Muff.
All right. As we're recording, the college football playoff rankings are coming out.
They were already out, buddy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They came out as we were talking.
Okay.
In college football this week, we have obviously many conference championships. We also have some other games in here. I think one or two others. Just one other, I think. Starting out, and I don't even know what conference this is, but Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, taking on the Roadrunners, which I think should be like an all-time nicknamed matchup, the Hilltoppers versus the Roadrunners. Western Kentucky minus 2.5, over under 72.5. This is a Friday game.
I know nothing about either team.
I want to go with the Hilltoppers just because Hilltoppers, but
I am actually going to be going on the Hilltoppers. UTSA just came off their first loss of the season, and I feel like they're in the dumps, and Western Kentucky is a more seasoned playoff team as far as when you think about they're usually in bowl season. They're usually in that discussion. I got to think they're going to be better prepared than UTSA. So I'm going to take Western Kentucky minus 2.5 on a Friday night.
No, thank you, Muff.
Okay. Next on Friday, we have Oregon at Utah. Utah minus 2.5, over under 59.5.
This one's fun.
I like this game. I'm interested to hear what you folks have to say about this game.
So first, I will say in the notes just for you two, I do have at like home teams, but this is not indicative of where the matchup will be played, obviously.
Yeah.
That's just how it's put out in the sports book. So really the at can be changed to versus in most. I think maybe some of those lesser conferences, they do have true home games, but for the most part, it's just a neutral site.
I don't think it matters in this situation because both teams travel well.
My gut wants to say Utah minus 2.5 just because they know something about Oregon. But how mad is Oregon?
How mad is Oregon? I don't know. If I don't want to go with the spread in this game. If anything, I'd take the over.
I think the over is too high.
What would you set it at if you were?
63, 64.
That's higher than what this
is. Then the over seems like the good bet.
It was too low. I apologize. Oh,
okay. Okay. It was too low. I was like, hold on here. What do you mean?
Pop then.
Yeah.
To take.
Not
in stone, but you would agree with Muff.
Yeah, I would agree with Muff.
Okay. I like Utah minus 2.5 a lot.
The fact that you're jumping on that and that's what your gut says, I shy away. If Muff was about it, I would. I'm going to think about that game. I'll say that much.
Okay. Next, we have Kent State taking on Northern Illinois. Kent minus 3.5, over under 74.5. The highest over under for the weekend.
What do we know about Northern Illinois? Jack Diddley?
Yes. Aren't they?
What? That's Southern Illinois Salukis. Northern Illinois, I think the Huskies.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. The Flashes, the Golden Flashes, and the Huskies.
Okay, so I'm not going to go near this game.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to touch it, but there's a local kicker, Kent State Flashes, local kicker, Wheeling Park High School graduate. Right. Something to watch. I get excited about local guys.
Good job, guy.
Maybe
good
like
job.
My dad. I'm always going to like high school football. Even when I'm 60.
All right.
Why not? Take the over. Not best bet, but why not? Next, Baylor, Oklahoma State in the Big 12 championship. Oklahoma State minus 4.5, over under 46.5. This is not the line for a Big 12 matchup that I would ever expect.
I like Baylor in this.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Oklahoma State. We can be different. Because
there's upsets every week. Have been every week.
We did talk about this. I think we talked about it on the show.
I think it's either this one. I got another one lined up for you, but I think this one's the most realistic.
I think I know the other one because you've been talking about it for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
Real question, Jim. Is this a self-serving upset?
No, not after the polls came out. I just looked at that too.
Okay.
I think if Baylor wins, they jump Ohio State either way.
Okay.
Like they just switch spots.
Fair enough. Give me Oklahoma State money line. If I had to make a choice, I don't want it any part of this game. If I'm being honest, I don't think I do.
See, now that makes me want to take them even more.
Right. That's not a best bet. I'm just saying if I'm forced to it.
Like when you come out that strong like that.
That's not strong at all.
Like when that's I say, oh, I'm thinking Baylor, and you go, I'm like, oh, now I want it just to spite you.
I said money line favorite.
I'm sticking with what I had to say.
I said what I said. Next, Utah State at San Diego State. San Diego State minus 5.5, over under 49.5.
If I had to pick, I would take San Diego State.
San Diego State is one of my best bets. Lock it in, minus 5.5.
Do you think they'll cover?
Yep.
I don't know about this one. I don't know enough to make a decision right now.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Utah State.
I know all I need to know about San Diego State.
All right.
Next, we have the Mountaineers, not from West Virginia, but the Appalachian State variety, taking on Louisiana Lafayette. App State minus 2.5, over under 52.5. What?
The Raging Cajuns.
Yes, that's correct.
I think they just lost a coach.
Yeah.
We just talked about it on the show. Yeah.
Who did?
The Raging Cajuns lost a coach. We just talked about that. And if that's the case, yeah. It was on our quick thoughts. I only say that because Joe had to be corrected on Raging. Sorry, Joe. I love you.
What'd you say, Ragging Cajun?
I think like Ragging Cajuns.
Ragging Cajuns?
I think.
I choose not to engage in this discussion.
You don't want the fury. I've had the fury on me all day. I think App State. That's what I think.
Isn't this one of the conferences where the home team is the true home team?
I think so. I think you're right.
I like it. Yeah. How do you feel about the over?
I don't know.
I feel this like a lot of times these random conferences get into these games and they're like shootout-ish.
No, thank you.
I don't know. Billy Napier, and yes, he went to Florida.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
I may take it.
Next, we have Georgia, Alabama in the SEC championship. Georgia of the Power Five conferences. Never mind. Not true. Georgia 6.5, over under 50.5.
Over. And then.
Oh, I feel like everything in the world wants people to take Alabama in this game. 6.5 points. How do you ever give Bama 6.5 points in a situation, which leads me want to take Georgia minus 6.5.
Is it a reaction to last week?
What?
The close game last week against Auburn.
Nah, I think this is, well, how many other close games has Bama had? I don't think it's a reaction to 1 week. I think it's a reaction to
some multiple
many weeks of closer games, and the offense not being consistent and Georgia's defense just being as dominant as it has been. I mean, you're looking at, oh, what are we looking at as a score here? 6.5 with an over under of 50. So you're looking at a 27-21 game. That's about what they're saying, 28-21.
You think it's higher or lower?
I think it would be higher.
I do too. That's why I like you.
Yeah. I like Georgia 31-14.
Which puts you over.
No.
Yeah.
No. Alabama's going to score more than two touchdowns.
Okay. This is not a best bet.
Auburn's Auburn.
Just tossing it out there.
I'm going to shy away from this one, but
okay,
I will be watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. Next, Houston's taking on the Bearcats of Cincinnati. Cincy minus 10.5, over under 53.5.
So I am taking Houston.
Straight up.
With the points.
Oh, this is upset alert, Jim.
I am taking Houston with the points.
Is this your upset alert?
This is my upset alert. This is the one of the two, yes.
So if it's an upset alert, you should be more confident in the money line.
I am taking the points, Muff.
I'm just saying, this is upset alert. It always happens once a week. Then
I am taking my points, Muff. Thank you.
Stay strong, Jim.
You're not bullying me out of this one. I need some wins.
Come on, Rafiki.
I'm taking my wins.
Be risky.
No.
Oh, give me the over.
I think that's a good call. You have some other calls. Like this next one, I think, is a good call that you're making.
Let's see.
Okay. Michigan taking on Iowa. Michigan minus 10.5, over under 43.5. Another big spread in a conference championship game.
I think the spread is a giant overreaction.
To who?
To the Michigan win against Ohio State.
I don't
giant overreaction.
I like it. I
would have expected it in that 7-10 range. If you asked me before this, I would have probably guessed in the 7-10 range.
7, not 10.5.
What prey is Iowa going to do on offense against Michigan?
I think Iowa can stop the run. I think Iowa shows up.
I think over 43.5. I'm
on the under.
I like Muff's under.
That makes me nervous. Maybe I won't do it.
I like Muff's under. I think it's a good call.
Yeah, if Penn State, Michigan went under.
Yeah.
I've got a feel that Iowa, Michigan is also going to go under.
Yeah.
Muff called and we'll have to go back and check, but Muff called an Iowa under, I think maybe twice throughout this whole thing, and he's been right.
It was Northwestern was the last one.
And he was right. I think the under is the way to go on this.
Yeah. Michigan's defense is going to bottle up the run. Iowa does not have a fantastic passing game, so they're going to be one-dimensional in the end. It's, I just see a lot of a lot of punts from the 30 to the 30. That's what I see in this game.
Moth.
Yes.
Not Jim. Moth.
Yes.
Just because I know Jim's answer. Is Michigan minus 10.5 a crazy pick?
I don't think it's crazy. It's just a big line in a conference championship game. That's all it is. You don't expect that in a Power 5 conference championship game.
I think they're devaluing Iowa completely.
Which I feel like we've been doing for the past month.
I was just going to say that. I feel like the whole conversation has been flipped up to this game, that Iowa had nothing to show that they were as good as everyone made them out to be.
Is this an overreaction to Iowa, them not being two touchdown favorites?
I just think Michigan had a great day, and Ohio State played shit. And
Michigan had a great day. They had a great home field advantage. I mean, that crowd was rocking.
And the more footage, I didn't want to talk about that game anymore. The more footage you see from like the locker room fight, the pregame fight, Ohio State was just, where was Ohio State? Because they looked like scalded dogs before they even got out there. Like, I was not going to be that way. I don't think. Not in a conference championship. Not when they get to try to play spoiler.
I got you.
And Jim Harbaugh he's going to win two big ones in a row. Come on.
See, there it is. There's the Ohio Hoover coming out.
Yeah, right there. You're absolutely that comment was. I just don't see it.
Okay, so I just want to talk about the last five games. Last six games of Iowa.
Okay.
Just to put in perspective where they're at here.
Are you going to do the same for Michigan? 6-6?
Sure.
Okay.
Iowa lost to Purdue 24-7. Iowa lost to Wisconsin 27-7. Iowa beat Northwestern 17-12. Iowa beat Minnesota 27-22. Iowa beat Illinois 33-23. And Iowa beat Nebraska 28-21. Of those, there were, at the time, none of those teams were ranked. So they finished the season 4-2 against unranked teams in the Big Ten. Are we waiting for me now to look up more things?
No, I mean, I'm looking at the mission. You're right. I can't argue with you right now. You're right. The facts. But I mean, you're under conversation. Your under bet looks worse when you do what you're doing now, because in the last six games, Michigan beat Northwestern 33-7, lost to Michigan State 37-33, high scoring game, beat Indiana 29-7. They beat Michigan or Penn State 21-17, beat Maryland 59-18.
All right.
And then just beat Ohio State 42-27.
Right. I key in on, as far as looking at this, I key in on the Northwestern Michigan game. That's one I key in on. And potentially Indiana. I'm looking at games comparatively where they played against good rush defenses. And that's where I see the under having its day.
Ohio State ran all over Indiana.
Okay, but I'm taking the under. You're not going to talk me out of it.
I'm not trying to, but I'm saying, like, I don't know how you, like, we're comparing these two teams, and I don't think that that's, in the Big Ten, I don't think you can do that. I don't think that that's a fair to go, okay, well, they did this against these six teams, they did this against these six teams, and that's how the game might turn out. I don't think that works for the Big Ten. That's just my opinion. I'm not trying to dispute. I think I said from the jump, think it's a good bet, but I don't think that 10-point spread in a conference championship against Kurt Ferentz and his defense, I think that's a way out to lunch pick.
Well, Alex, you always get some advice from Jim. This is apparently the one.
Alex, you do you on this. I go with Muff on this one.
I have a lot of time to think about it.
It's true. Get till Saturday. Next, Pitt, Wake Forest in the ACC championship game. Pitt minus 2.5, over under 72.5.
Talk about my hardest pick of this whole show. Because I've been a Pitt guy and I've been a Wake guy. I've won money on both these teams. I don't know what to do.
This hurts me in the deep depths of my soul to say. Really bad. It hurts. But I'm taking Pitt minus 2.5.
I even like the over.
I can't do two. Okay, let's pump the brakes. Okay. One was funny.
Moff, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, you got to hope that Kenny Pickett comes to play, and that's what the difference is in this game. That's my thought. So, yeah, give me Pitt.
Okay. I'm going to take Pitt.
Did we all take Pitt?
I didn't take it. I don't think
it's... Oh, Moff's not going to make that. Okay. No.
I was asked my opinion, and there is my opinion.
I was just putting it in the benches of things that we're agreeing on.
Muff hasn't touched that game, or a Wake Forest game all.
Yeah, I don't think I've messed with it all year.
No.
Well, I took a Pitt over.
Okay.
And it didn't hit, but that was a bad weather game, which I didn't realize was going to be a bad weather game.
Yeah.
Pitt, North Carolina.
Yeah, I was going to say I did that one with you.
Yeah. And lastly, not a conference championship game, USC at Cal. Why is this game happening? They get canceled? Something.
It's a Pac-12 thing, man. They do that every year. They throw the championship in.
They throw an 11 o'clock game in for us to.
It's probably a crappy championship game, so like we'll distract them with something else too.
Probably.
I don't care about this game.
Yeah, there we go.
Really honest, do you guys have a pick?
No,
I don't.
It was just there.
But it's there, so it's worth talking about. I got
USC's on a high. Lincoln Riley, maybe.
Yeah.
He'll be there, you got to imagine, evaluating talent.
He won't be in Oklahoma, I'll tell you that much. They were throwing his stuff out.
He and Brian Kelly took a grand total of 20 minutes to leave their respective cities. That wraps up college. Let's get into the NFL. NFL week 13. First, do the Cowboys at the Saints in Thursday Night Football. Cowboys minus 4.5, over under 47.5.
Cowboys fighting that COVID.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be all about the Cowboys.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't know who's coming to play.
Literally.
So
yeah. Steer clear in a Thursday night unknown Cowboys situation game.
What about the under?
I'm still staying away.
Yeah.
Cowboys defense could be compromised, which puts the over into play. I don't. Is it
after coaching staff is out?
I was gonna say.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mess with this either.
The mask. I don't. Is 6 feet away from this bad boy.
Next, Vikings at Lions. Vikings minus 7, over under 46.5. I'm on the Vikings minus 7 in this one. I just don't think Detroit, even with potentially out Dalvin Cook, the Vikings are still going to be too much to handle.
See, and that's the other thing. That was what I was going to ask you.
Yep, I'm aware.
You're still okay with that.
Alex Mattison has been a more than serviceable backup when he's got the chance to play.
I agree.
It makes me feel better because I had that on my like iffy list. And whenever Moss real confident about something like that, it kind of pushes me that way.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next you have the Cards at the Bears. Cards minus 7.5, over under 45.5. Kyler Murray's back, question?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's back.
Okay. I would have.
7.5.
Yeah, I would probably be like 3.5.
Yeah.
Without him. That being said, I still don't want to mess with it.
Why?
Because
Fields. It's the Red Rocket, and the Cardinals are your team.
That's it. The Red Rocket, Jim.
Fear the Red Rocket?
I fear what he is able to do. I don't fear him as like the totality of package, but he has games.
But it's your team, the Cardinals.
They are. I want Kyler Murray to get one weekend before I start messing with him.
Kyler Murray is a hopeful.
Yeah, see? Like I said, booby traps.
All right. Because I'm not going to lie. I looked at it and I was like, if Muff takes this game, I'm taking this game. I am tailing him on the Cards game. But they're staying away, so I'm staying away.
It's at Chicago. Who knows about the weather, too?
I saw that, too.
Alex, thoughts?
I kind of decided to stay away from this one before, just from the unknowns.
Okay. Bucks at Falcons. Bucks minus 11, over under 50.5.
Why so high?
It's the Falcons.
But aren't they like on a 3-game winning streak?
Didn't they just get like mauled?
No. They just beat the Lions, I think.
They
beat the Jaguars by 7.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You're right. I was thinking 25.
Trying to think of one sucky team they beat.
I was thinking they got beat 25-0 by the Falcons, and then they got beat 43-3 by the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
kind of like the Bucks minus 11.
No, thank you. Too high.
Over. If I had to mess with it, give me the under.
Probably a good pick.
Relying on the Falcons to not do much and the Bucks to tone it down in the second half.
Or have Leonard Fournette score full touchdowns.
Yeah, maybe. Colts, yeah. Texans. Colts minus 9, over under 45.5.
Just another one, but Colts minus 9 is tempting.
Yeah, it's just that magic number where it makes you go, maybe.
Yeah, Colts.
Field goal.
Houston has been streaky, and the Colts have been streaky as well. I don't want to go against two streaky teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And when I say the Texans have been like streaky competitive, they haven't been streaky winning, obviously. They've been streaky competitive, so I don't want to mess with it. Next, Eagles, Jets. Eagles minus 6.5, over under 45.5. I want to say the Eagles, but no.
I wanted the Jets. I really thought about the Jets. After the way the Eagles did us, I think it was just out of revenge, like spite.
Which is an incredibly...
It has never worked for us yet to this point. Just
I was so mad.
To hear that never once.
I mean, I'm not going to do that, but I was super mad. When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, give me those points.
Does anybody recall the Panthers revenge game? Revenge game.
I was so mad.
Anything that we label a spite or revenge game, bet at your own risk.
Just pick the opposite.
Do the opposite of whatever, yeah.
Next, Chargers at Bengals. Bengals minus 3, over under 50.5.
Chargers. Stay away.
Just kidding.
Don't bet it, Alex.
Oh, there's the one. There's the one when he looks me dead in the eyes and says, don't bet
that game. Don't.
Okay. You can tell I was still thinking about it at the end of that last. Don't. Mm-mm.
I think that is a no win, no matter what you do.
Okay. Not worth it?
Not worth it.
Not worth an over?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want anything to do with it either, but yeah, what are you going to do? Next, Giants at Dolphins. Dolphins minus 3, over under 41.5. That's a pretty low line.
But what do you do?
It's a baiting line. I want to take the Giants, but I don't. I'm not going to.
I want to take the Dolphins.
Me too.
I guess I'm not going anywhere with this one, so you can be in direct conflict with me, and I do not care.
I think I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Is that mocking me, Mom?
Do it.
Do it. You won't do it.
Do it. Mrs. Snyder's at Raiders. Raiders minus 2.5, over under 49.5.
Mrs. Snyder's money line.
I like the Mrs. Snyder's.
They're traveling to Vegas.
I'm all on the Heineke train. I watched way too much into his like backstory and stuff last night. And now I'm in it.
Man, when Alex is all in and I'm all in, It's usually never all bad, and especially if it's a money line.
And I'm not in.
Okay. I will be thinking about that pick.
Next, Ravens at Steelers. Ravens minus four, over under 44. For the sake of solid betting advice, I have to take the Ravens minus four in this game.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain what you're seeing there.
I'm seeing the fact that the Steelers can't put together offensive output, and Lamar Jackson is going to have a feast day because the Steelers have also been very susceptible to the run over the past 3 or 4 weeks, and that is all that the Ravens do well.
Okay. Okay.
If Joe Mixon can put up 130 yards rushing against the Steelers, what do you think Lamar Jackson and the triple-headed running attack of the Ravens backfield is going
to
do?
I hear you. I agree. I didn't want to say it. Lamar's right. I don't think I can bet on Pitt and the Ravens, especially when the Ravens are playing the Steelers. That's just not going to happen.
That's not possible.
It is not possible. My phone actually freezes, locks up, and, like, dies.
I'm going to have a Yinzer weekend, baby.
What do you mean? Are you betting the Steelers and the Panthers?
Let's do it. Yinzer weekend.
You're going in direct conflict with me picking against the Steelers.
I'm very confused.
No, I'm saying, I'm saying I'm gonna be watching the Pittsburgh games.
Okay.
Because you have interest in them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to watch Pittsburgh games, but I'm looking to see the Steelers lose.
Well, you do that every week they play. In Sunday night football, we have the Broncos at the Chiefs. Chiefs minus 10.
You just skipped the Jags and Rams.
Oh, I skipped a couple games. Jags at Rams. Rams minus 13, over under 48.
I'm not going to touch that.
If anything, maybe the over, but I don't think the Jaguars can score to keep up.
I agree with that analysis.
I don't want any part of this Rams to cover because it's time for them to be on that hot streak again. 49ers at Seahawks, 49ers minus 3.5, over under 45.5. 49ers to cover.
I like the 49ers to cover as well.
Me too.
I think we may have just found something there, gentlemen. Sunday Night Football, Broncos at Chiefs, Chiefs minus 10, over under 47.5.
I don't like the Broncos. I think the Broncos are the sneaky team.
Yeah, I agree. They are.
So I don't – like, I want the Chiefs to win.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs will win, but the Broncos are so sneaky.
I don't know if the Chiefs will cover 10. If that over-under was a little lower, I would take
it. Yeah, no, I'm not messing with it.
I don't want anything to do with this game.
This is going to be a fun game, the next game.
Patriots at Bills. Bills minus 2.5, over under 43.5. Whew. The Bills versus Bill.
Not my best bet, but I would take the Patriots.
Plus the points or money line?
Money line.
I like the over in this game, and it might be a best bet.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with the line anywhere here. I'll go with Alex if I had to, over. Give me points. Give me points Monday Night Football. All right. That's the NFL slate.
Can we revisit the Mrs. Snyder's talk for a second? Where did you land on that, Muff?
Where did I land on that? I don't know.
The Snyders are traveling to Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't want to take them.
I didn't think you did either. I needed reasoning.
Because they're traveling to Vegas. And I just don't like when teams travel that far west from the East Coast. I think it's an automatic like plus two. Minus two, whatever you want to think about it.
Okay. Who do you think wins that game, Muff?
Raiders.
Like outright?
Yeah, give me if you're going to ask me to do something on the line, give me Raiders money line.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
I mean, Derek Carr is actually having a good season, and he's not hurt yet. So I've got to believe that I'm going to ride that dog. I'm going to ride Derek Carr over Taylor Heineke right now.
All right.
All right, wraps up our little discussion about NFL games, which take us right into our best bets.
I'm not ready.
We'll do the college first.
That's why I'm not ready.
Maybe we'll do the NFL first. Mix it up.
Is Jim ready for the NFL?
Yeah, I'm good there.
Okay. Well, start. You start then, Jim.
I'm going to take the 49ers -3.5 at the Seahawks, Ravens -4 versus the Steelers, and Vikings -7 at the Lions.
I always get so nervous when we do this.
We're all on
it. 3.5 at Seahawks, yes, and Vikings -7 at Lions. I agree with both of those.
Okay.
And then I like Dolphins -3 versus the Giants, and I like the Pats Bills over 43.5. Right. Trying the old big risk, big card. I guess I'm saying big card.
Big card. You've been down the past couple weeks, so I think it's time.
I got to make a comeback. It's time.
Yep. And my NFL picks: Mirror Jim's Vikings -7 versus Lions, Ravens -4 versus Steelers, 49ers -3.5 versus the Seahawks. Whew. Jim and I have the same NFL picks. I don't know if that's Jim's confidence in me or if it's confidence in the picks.
A little of both.
I will say we're starting to get to the point where we see that you're a little more like reasonable about some of this. So after
I'm writing it in.
Listen to reason more. I mean, if we have good weeks this week, we'll immediately revert back to our old baboonish ways. But we got to get back up on the horse a little, you know?
Alex, you need to check your college picks.
Why?
Because you're a game behind. And the first two picks, what are you doing?
Oh my, I am. Oops.
Okay. And in the college world, I'll start off here. I've got Western Kentucky on Friday night, -2.5 versus the Roadrunners of University of Texas San Antonio. I have San Diego State -5.5 versus Utah State. I have Georgia -6.5 taking on Alabama. And I'm taking the under 43.5, Michigan versus Iowa.
I am taking a double bet in the Oklahoma State Baylor game. I'm taking the over, and I'm also taking Oklahoma State -4.5. I'm jumping on the Georgia -6.5 versus Bama. I'm taking Pitt -2.5 versus Wake Forest.
For those of you who can't speak Alex, that's Pitt -2.5 versus Wake Forest. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I have 8 bets total.
That's
usually I do 10, right? I think I want to play a conservative. What do you guys think? Should I add 2 more college picks or just let it go at 8?
I think you let it go at 8. This week's a good 8 week. There's not as many college games.
Muff?
I mean, I thought you were going to maybe be less, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. That's what I needed. So I'm going to take Houston +10.5 at Cincinnati. I'm going to jump on the Georgia train. Georgia -6.5 versus Alabama. I'm going to take Pitt -2.5 at Wake Forest. I'm going to take Oregon -2.5 at, or Utah -2.5 against Oregon. And I'm taking Baylor money line against Oklahoma State.
All right. That's the best bets. So we're all at about that 8 spot, right?
Yep.
I think I'm at 7 and you 2 are at 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You want to add time. One and make it all uniform or?
Nope.
Okay.
If I do, it will not be a best bet. It will just happen.
Anybody with OCD, I'm sorry.
Hey, the only person who doesn't care is the person who's making the graphic. So there will be no OCD situation in making the graphic.
Because I'm kind of itchy right now.
Yeah. Okay. So get into the specialty picks first. I think we can pretty easily resolve this amongst two or three games, the Mike Allstott hit stick pick of the week.
Pow, pow, pow.
It's down to the Niners or the Vikings.
I think that's the common thread we have here, yeah?
Well, we want this thing to win, so which one do we have the most confidence in?
We also all have Georgia -6.5 versus Bama.
I don't want to do that.
No, I'm not putting that in there.
Okay. I am more confident in the 49ers.
Me too.
Yeah.
49ers -3.5 versus the Seahawks is the Mike Allstott hit stick pick of the week.
And we got to make that like the most confident pick. One, because we need that record to go up. And two, that's going in our parlay of death.
Yes.
So we got to make sure that's our winner.
Good point.
Okay. I'm going to let you two start the conversation on the risky pick of the week.
I'm up there with the Pitt -2.5 versus Wake.
That's not, no, impossible.
It's not a money line dog.
Not a money line dog, Jim. Do we need to go over this again for you?
No, I forgot the rule.
I just had this similar because I was like, I wouldn't mind taking Houston +10.5 at Cincy, but I don't want to say Houston money line at Cincy.
I don't know.
I don't know. Are we ruling out college for this? I mean, somebody's got a Baylor money line.
Baylor money line. It's in conflict with, I believe, Alex.
Yeah, then we don't want to mess with that. We can look to the NFL, maybe. Oh, there's not any.
I like Washington. Wait, Washington football team money line.
Wait, why were you so adamant about this?
Because we talked about it and we were all wavering about it a little bit.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't a best bet. I said I'd take Raiders, but well, let me see if there's anything else I want to toss out here for discussion. Okay.
I'm a big fan of that.
Let me see. There's nothing in college I feel like I want to mess with.
Like, almost want to sprinkle money on that. I want to sprinkle.
Okay. Well, I feel like now we can't, definitely can't take this. I feel like this is like a Nebraska pick.
it's a risky pick. Come on.
Exactly. And we've figured out that Nebraska, no matter how confident we feel on the risk, is
the only other one I would consider is Patriots.
That's the only other one I was looking at is Patriots Moneyline Bills.
But I feel like the Mrs. Snyder's, like, you ride with them.
I feel like that's an emotional pick. And
that's always a weird idea.
If the circus animals want to circle the ringleader for a week and put me into the cage for this pick, I will.
Which
I
one?
For the Mrs. Snyder's.
Oh. Do you like the Patriots better?
I like that as a better opportunity to win. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a money line dog because I don't feel confident in any of these.
Jim, what are you thinking?
If I had to say which one I think will win, I'm more confident in the Mrs. Snyder's.
There we go, Mrs. Snyder. Circle him into the cage.
That's it. I've been circled into the cage, and I will say nothing if this ends up going wrong and the Patriots win. No, nothing will be said by me. You will just know.
Can we do a two-team parlay?
No, we're getting back into Rafiki Risky Baboon.
No, Jim. If we're that confident and put it into parlay, then why don't we just go with the Patriots by themselves?
I'm just trying to see if the risky pick can make money. That's all I was thinking.
Well, we got to win one of them. Let's be real honest here. The risky pick is 1-8, is 1-8 or 1-8. And the risky Rafiki pick was 1-4. I don't think we can combine two risky picks into one and think they're going to win.
You go really well last time. We're going to do that.
Yeah, let's do one. That's a good point.
The risky Rafiki Jr.
we don't need to.
We'll call that one Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong.
Doubtful did he come.
Doubtful did he.
I love it.
The doubtful did he. Okay, next into the Muff Parlay of Death.
He moves on.
Yeah, I'm going to move on before you start circling the ringmaster again. In the Parlay of Death, and this is the 49ers minus 3.5 versus the Seahawks, because that's
Alex,
the
no.
All-Star hit stick pick of the week.
No, Alex.
You're right. My other contribution is the Ravens minus 4 versus the Steelers. That is my additional contribution to Muff Parlay of Death. Jim and Alex are at odds right now because Alex, I think, was about to take Jim's contribution.
I don't want that contribution there at all. I'm doing the Vikings minus 7 at the Lions. Go ahead, Alex.
Do we want it to be all NFL?
I don't want you to put that pick game in there. I know that.
Why would you say it out loud?
Why not, Jim? Isn't that one of your games?
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want the Parlay of Death to win.
Then why is Pitt minus 2.5 one of your best bets then?
Listen, I'm willing to lose $4. The Parlay of Death could win a lot of money, and I enjoy watching that chance.
The Parlay of Death. I think this – I picked this. I'm very confident in it. But also, that makes it fun. That's if we're 3-0 at that point.
And now we're just rooting for the score to go up.
Monday night game. Yes.
I'm okay with that. That's a good call.
My other option is Oklahoma State, Baylor over. But that's too early.
Yeah, no.
And I like this one better.
If we crap out early on that one, then we've got some problems. So the Muff Parlay of Death is 49ers minus 3.5 versus Seahawks, Ravens minus 4 versus Steelers, Vikings minus 7 versus the Lions, and Patriots Bills over 43.5.
We're going to have a great Sunday into Monday. If this is rolling, I feel like the weekend's going to be okay. We got something to look forward to, guys.
We do. We've got things to look forward to. Hopefully better days ahead. And as a reminder, the Mike Allstott hit stick pick of the week.
Pow, pow, pow.
49ers minus 3.5 versus the Seahawks. And the Urban Meyer risky pick of the week is the Mrs. Snyder's, a.k.a. the Washington football team, a.k.a. Dan Snyder's team that we don't talk about too much. Moneyline versus the Raiders. Any other thoughts for betting, gentlemen?
No, I'm good.
I have not dipped my toes into the NCAA basketball world much yet. Stayed away. I think I'm going to wait a couple weeks before I start thinking about that after college football's over.
All right.
Maybe some things to talk about, big matchups on the weekends with college basketball as we get into the swing of that. And as always, Alex, if the risky Rafiki's return is triumphant next year, looking ahead into the future, Muffnack vision, if the Mrs. Snyder's take care of business in Las Vegas, and if Jimmy G finds love in a hopeless place inside a Starbucks in Seattle, what type of night are we going to have?
A good, good night.
Pockets fat like they pregnant and about to have triplets. All that 20s flying, sing good old Benji.